Ricky Lee Jones has been putting out records for almost 30 years. I can't say I've heard them all, but I can say what I've heard I didn't like much until now. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and this is Ricky Lee Jones. No rehearsal, one take from a CD called The Sermon on Exposition Boulevard.
For 1,000 years I lay upon Lake Victoria.
These new songs by Ricky Lee Jones are based on a book. The book's called The Words by Lee Cantello, and his words are really words taken from the Gospels and put in such a way that Lee Cantello feels are accessible to people who aren't religious. Here's another cut from the CD Sermon on Exposition Boulevard. The song's called It Hurts.
It makes me laugh. I think about us. It's the way we
Ricky Lee Jones singing words inspired by a book called The Words. The CD's called Sermon on Exposition Boulevard. Don't Let Stars Keep Us Tangled Up is the name Nashville musician Courtney Tidwell has chosen for her new CD. The music's simply stark, and it's full of atmosphere. One cut includes another Nashville musician, Kurt Wagner, from Lamb Chop. This is the way the CD opens with a song called Eyes Are at the Billions. Courtney Tidwell from her debut album called Don't Let Stars Keep Us Tangled Up. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The Knife is the name of Swedish electronic duo Olof Dreyer and his sister Karin Dreyer Andersson. They're a strange and secretive group. They wear masks like those you see in period pieces at a Venetian ball. They rarely make public appearances or grant interviews, and until recently, they refused to perform live. The duo is perhaps best known for writing the song Heartbeats, which fellow Swede Jose Gonzalez covered. It was heard by millions in a TV ad for HDTVs. The Knife has just released a new single from their CD Silent Shout. There are 6 different remixes of this tune called Marble House.
Cut your nails and comb your hair. I care.
The Knife. Their new single is Marble House. The song originally appeared on their 2006 album. It's called Silent Shout. In January, that album won 6 Swedish Grammy Awards: Composer of the Year, Music DVD of the Year, Producer of the Year, Pop Group of the Year, Album of the Year, and Artist of the Year. The brother and sister, however, didn't attend the awards ceremony. Amandine is another group from Sweden. Their music has a lot more warmth than the synthesized sounds of The Knife. When I first play Amandine's new CD, Solace in Sore Hands, I would have sworn it was Sufjan Stevens, with a delicate banjo and glockenspiel and that wispy voice. The voice I heard, however, belongs to Olaf Gidlof, one of the 4 members of Amandine. I won't try to pronounce the other names. Here's the opening cut to their new CD. The song is Faintest of Sparks. Band from Sweden's Amandine. You heard Faintest of Sparks from the CD Solace in Sore Hands. Dialect, who spell their name D with an umlaut over the A, L-E-K, explores the noisier realms of alternative hip-hop with abstract beats and warped samples, but on the group's 4th album in 10 years, Abandoned Language, a moody pace and atmosphere takes over. It's accessible, but on repeated listens, my buddy Lars Gottridge tells me that the swarm of live strings and brass becomes downright menacing. This song's called Bricks Crumble.
success. Viewed as progress with minimal steps. One tense to digress. Devise verbs to act basic balance. Beneath bricks, line meanings unchallenged. Average actors equate to non-factors. Your formula, your flows disastrous. Enamored by text, tech to force my words straight motion. Only be perceived by the chosen. Same tree still grows in Brooklyn. Visibly mistook it. Maintain pain constantly. Central and bookie. Mental arose like canyon rock full sediment. All actions evolve past sense. Need militant speech type of Mary Baraka. Await actions from hands that ain't proper. Word strength and emotions they foster. Bricks crumble under feet of this author. Militant speech type of Mary Baraka. Await actions from hands that ain't proper. Word strength and emotions they foster. Bricks crumble under feet of this author.
The group is Dialect. This CD is called Abandoned Language. Fountains of Wayne make music that can make me laugh out loud. They capture suburban culture perfectly in three-minute pop tunes. Their fourth record comes out at the top of April. It's called Traffic and Weather. This is the tale of Beth McKenzie and Seth Shapiro, and it's called Someone to Love. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Our engineer is Melissa Marquis. Our intern is Paul DeRevere. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Seth Shapiro got his law degree. He moved to Brooklyn from Schenectady, 93. Got some clients in the food industry. He says it's not the money, it's the recipes. He calls his mom, says he's doing fine. She's got somebody on the other line. Puts Coldplay on, pours a glass of wine. Curls up with a book about organized crime. When it's late, someone. takes her contacts out of her eyes. Sets the alarm for 6:45 so she can get a little exercise. Mackenzie sees one just up ahead. She cuts in front of him and leaves him for dead.
And just a final note on our show, for lovers of our concert series, All Songs Considered continues. We go back to the 930 Club on the 14th of March for The Good, the Bad, and the Queen, and on the 17th with Explosions in the Sky. So join us live for those concerts and more. Sign up to our newsletter if you want to know what we're doing. And we have lots more concerts to come.
Looking to consider even more songs? Discover new music from emerging and unsigned artists on the Open Mic Podcast, available at npr.org/podcasts.